This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. We're talking about God's peace in our lives this week. Of course, that only flows out of a healthy relationship with God, and your relationship with God will be healthy as you spend time with Him each day. That doesn't just mean reading your Bible or listening to someone talk to you over the radio. It means that you, in your heart, are open to what God is saying to you, that you personally are spending time with God, listening to Him and speaking to Him. Well, as we talk about God's peace in our lives, I want to go to Psalm 27 and read the first few verses with you, starting in the first verse. David writes, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the defense of my life. Whom shall I dread? When evildoers came upon me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and my enemies, they stumbled and fell. Though a host encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war arise against me, in spite of this, I shall be confident. One thing I have asked from the Lord, that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to meditate in His temple. For in the day of trouble, He will conceal me in His tabernacle. In the secret place of His tent, He will hide me. He will lift me up on a rock. And now my head will be lifted up above my enemies around me, and I will offer in His tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord." Well, how opposite is this from the world's view of peace? We are so easily affected by the world we live in, aren't we? The world's solutions that lead to peace are so temporary, always centered on circumstances which change all the time, or centered on my own personal effort to try and produce a situation in my life. Well, if that is the basis of my peace, then if circumstances change or my energy runs out, peace evaporates, and peace will always elude us when we use the world's solutions. But do you know that if Jesus Christ is the person who is the center of your life, if what He has done for you has changed your life so that you've found forgiveness from God and a real living relationship with God, then you're in relationship with the one that the Bible calls the Prince of Peace. Only in that healthy relationship with Jesus will you find peace. Do you know something? I think this is one of the reasons that God allows His children sometimes to experience situations that are very distressing. The sickness that comes to us or to someone that we love dearly. A person without God falls apart, is full of anxiety and stress at a situation like that. But a person who has learned to trust God, a person who is in a living relationship with that God, has peace through the middle of all of that, and that gives God great honor and glory. It lets the world around us see what a difference Jesus Christ makes in a person's life. If you're facing one of those difficult circumstances, look to God and ask Him to help you display His peace to the world around you as you go through that circumstance. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.